Kelly Clarkson's Stronger vying for a Grammy on Sunday night. Again, joining us live this morning, USA Today music critic Brian Mansfield. A lot of people think Kelly Clarkson could do well this year, Brian.
You know, I think she could too. I think she's got her best shot at Song of the Year.
Interesting.
Well,
yeah.
Now they tell me that you are an expert on some of the new musicians out there, some of the folks who are new to all of this, and may in fact walk away with that coveted Best New Artist award. Tell us about those that you're watching. You think have a good chance of winning here?
Well, the weird thing about Best New Artist is, for the last couple of years, it's been completely unpredictable. Because last year, Justin Bieber and the band Perry were up, and Bon Iver won, and so you had all these viewers going, "Who the heck is Bon Iver?" And the year before that, it was Esperanza Spalding, who was even less well known when she was up against like Nicki Minaj, and so anything could happen in this category. But I really think it's going to boil down to either Fun, who sold about 1 million albums and 10 million downloads, or Frank Ocean, who is a lesser-known R&B star, but he's the one guy that's made headlines for things besides his music from that category.
Interesting. Now, Adele walked away with an awful lot of hardware last time. This year, I guess, is all that she has Skyfall this year?
I think that's right. But, you know, because she hasn't had a new album. She put out that live album, but that's really not the sort of thing that usually gets a lot of nominations. So this is going to be kind of a down year for her one way or another.
I know. She's also in that Best Pop Solo performance, but she's up against Kelly Clarkson, Carly Rae Jepsen, and some others. It's going to be, and not to mention Katy Perry. So that's going to be a tough one, too.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough category. But still, she's Adele. And she's like, you know, if you go to musicians and you ask them about female singers, that they go straight to Adele these days. She's really known for the music and for being real music and not contrived or artificial or anything like that. And that always goes a long way with Grammy voters.
You know, I thought last year when Adele won all those awards, I thought if she had not won all those awards, Bruno Mars could have done just as well in almost every one of those categories. How's he set this year?
You know, he's not really, I think he's got some lesser nominations, but he's not up in any of the big four. But again, his album, I think he was kind of off cycle, because I think his album came out after after the voting period had ended.
Now, last year we had Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band, and they did their a version of We Take Care of Their Own, as that song was debuting with his new album. What kind of live performances can we look forward to this year?
I think the big debut is going to be Justin Timberlake, so he's coming out. The In Memoriam tribute, I think, is going to be really neat, because they're doing the band's The Weight as a tribute to Levon Helm, the band's drummer. And it's going to have, oh my goodness, it's got Britney from Alabama Shakes, and I can't remember blanking on everybody that it's got, but it's Mavis Staples, Zach Brown from the Zach Brown Band, Mumford & Sons. So that's the one that I'm really looking forward to.
Any big snubs this year?
Oh, goodness. I hate to think about snubs. And so I've pretty much forgotten. I know Taylor Swift is not up for much. I think they were looking for a couple more from her.
What about Justin Bieber?
Justin was kind of off cycle this year. I don't think they were really looking for a whole lot from Justin.
Any surprise picks here? Someone that you've said, you know, I tell you what, this is really a talented artist who is unheralded, who might have a great night?
The one from the big categories, the one that I think could do that, I think you could see Frank Ocean take a number of categories depending on the mood of the voters. I think that would be a surprise to some people, but wouldn't be a huge surprise to musicians, because he's really well respected kind of across all demographics with musicians. The one that I think would be the biggest surprise would be if the Black Keys did something like take album and record of the year. I think that would be that would quite possibly be the biggest of all possible surprises.
Oh, good. Well, this is a fun show. We look forward to it every year. It'll be a good one.
Not as fun, though, because they were told to cover up this year, right?
Brian, thank you.
All right, anytime.
USA Today music critic Brian Mansfield.